Champion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Leave it to Mr. Cameron Penny to always come with
the thought anthem.
Exactly.
After watching tonight's episode, these hoes is for everybody.
The most stoddish, ratchetest, disrespectful songs out. He always finds them. This is his playlist, you guys, so make sure you keep that in mind. So when you ride in the car with Cameron, this is what you're going to listen to.
You might hear a little bit of oldies, but this is how I'm feeling, man. Living out here in L.A. and then watching tonight's episode of Basketball Wives. Man, these girls is for everybody.
In this season, Basketball Wives L.A., season 4 is coming soon close, and we are back with after shows. It went by so quickly, but I mean, I'm excited because the last couple episodes have been really, really, you know, interesting. Had a little bit more to talk about.
Yeah.
And we are welcoming you guys back. And I am Gary Thomas, your host, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Gary Thomas, or of course, I am GaryThomas.com. And we're missing Corinne and DJ Jesse J. Missed them very much. But of course, Cameron Penny is back.
That's right. I am back. What is going on, everybody out there? Thank y'all for tuning in to Basketball Wives After Show here on AfterBuzz. And always find me on Instagram at Cameron Penny. Just my name, Matt Cameron Penny, and then that'll lead you to my whole world of social sites.
And of course, like and subscribe to us on YouTube. That's youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Like us on iTunes and SoundCloud, or download the app because you want to keep up with the shows, and there are an amazing amount of other shows that you want to catch up to as well.
Yes.
Let's get started. This is
what a show.
This was quite a show, and we're heading into the infamous reunion show. So this is the last episode of season 4, and it carries over from last episode where Megan and Angel were getting into their argument, and they used some choice words and start going back and forth. Of course, Megan called Angel a thot, and she used her kids to get checks, and Angel brought up the fact that Megan had an abortion. So they kind of hit some low blows there. What were you thinking?
It was thoughts going at it. No. I mean, listen, I don't know neither one of them, so no disrespectful to neither one of them, but listen, I wrote this down so I could remember this. These girls are for everybody. It's like, no, basically...
What did you really write down?
No, basically, it's like this. Angel is, you know, probably is a good girl. Well, she is a good girl. She's a good woman, raises her kids. Megan, you know, but they both had issues, but this is the price when you put yourself out there to be relevant.
Yeah, I think that... The point for me was, because we later saw how Megan described it, Megan, you know, said some things to her, she said some things to you, so it's
right.
Not okay. I understand it's a sensitive topic, but right. It's not okay. I don't feel like she should have cried about it, because it's like, you asked for it, you know, if you thought that she were going to say to Angel, you know, just whatever you wanted to say, she wasn't going to say anything back. I think that's kind of what people expected, but Angel finally came with her fire.
Yeah, Angel, big up to Angel for getting some balls this episode.
Exactly. She was like, I'm not having this, and she felt like she disrespected her family.
Well, Angel had the abortion thing, so since she had
the ultimate thing to say.
She was just waiting, and okay, you want to say something about me thoughting, but didn't you have an abortion, and you was wide open, and you said it in a caringly way.
Careless way. She said it to Patrice and... Patrice and Angel in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
You know, in an open conversation, she was being more so open with Patrice because she felt like she wanted to connect with Patrice. And Angel was sitting there kind of like...
Wrong person. Check the room. Watch who you vent to, people.
Angel was able to use it.
Right. And that what I was kind of saying. It's like they signed up on a show. They want to be relevant. They want to get the hosting. They want to get the money. Because really they do. You know, Angel does have her clothing line and Megan wants to do her thing. But that's what you have to do. You know the producers was going to pressure you the last show to come at each other, and you have to be embarrassed sometimes, and that's what happened.
This was an extremely embarrassing moment just to hear Angel kind of use that.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely think that when Angel said that was out of her character, maybe quite possibly that may have been out of Angel's character, because something like that is, that's real hurtful, Angel.
When
that's
you
real
got
hurtful.
Drea in your ear, Drea from the sideline ain't even on the show, probably like, do this, say this,
when you get
this
to Puerto Rico. Yeah,
exactly. You know, Drea probably on the text like, listen, she just, oh, you need to go in about that abortion right now.
You better remember. She told you about that abortion, too. And that argument segued into Tammy and Brandy getting into it, because we saw Shawnee, and after that kind of died down, and yes, Angel left, and, you know, the LA girls were consoling Megan. Then we see Shawnee and Tammy over there.
Hee hee ha ha.
That's how you know we're from the same place. Hee hee ha ha. And they were actually just laughing about the fact that Tammy, for once, was not involved. Now, we have seen Tammy from show to show, from different times. Tammy just stirred up some drama, and she fires what she wants to say at anybody at any time.
But as much as they weren't hee-hee and ha-ha-ing at them, they still were, there was an undertone.
You still were hee-hee-ha-ing at them.
That. Because, first of all, let me say this. It was funny that they were hee-hee and ha-haing about Tammy not being involved. And it was crazy that Jackie had nothing to do with anything.
Jackie has been pretty silent these last two episodes. Aside from her crazy crying from last episode. But she's been pretty silent this whole episode. She's been, like, not the center of the drama.
Right. But they were still kind of on the low laughing at them. About them being petty and these girls can't take it. But listen, Jackie and Tammy are y'all OGs. Like, y'all been around. But it is like senior class versus freshman class.
It's definitely, I think you're right. It has that air about themselves. They are older women and they're looking
married.
Because there was things that they went on in Miami with Evelyn and everyone that was petty and childish as well. So you're not any different. This is just now you feel different about it because you're seeing it from a different perspective.
And if you notice, that's how Angel, when she went to the room, was able to click with Tammy and Shawnee, because they know about, you know, when everybody was blasting Shawnee about you just with Shaq for his money. So they were able to console her because they've been through the same trials.
Right, and have heard these kind of arguments before.
Exactly.
So do you think that Brandy's assumption that they were laughing at them was safe?
I think Brandy was dead on. And I think Brandy should... I mean, listen. The whole tonight's episode was bitch this, you bitch, bitch, bitch. So what's wrong with you calling you a bitch, too?
Well, it also stands from when they played Truth or Dare on the boat.
Yeah.
And she said, I feel like, you know, she told Shawnee that she felt that kind of way. In a Muslim actor way. Then Shawnee said, I do feel like you guys are sometimes immature.
Yeah.
You know?
As many times as bitch was thrown around this season, they can't call Shawnee a bitch. If you being in the... I know you the EP and you cut the checks, but hey, the name of the show is, you know, it's bitches in there. And there was a lot of bitches just to be... When they went back to the room, Tammy, all these bitches gonna get it tonight. It was so many bitches, so...
So her assumption was safe to go.
It was safe to go there.
Should have escalated like it did for her and Tammy.
I'm sure there was some pressure from behind the scenes to say that word. They needed to end off on a big note this year, and you can't get no bigger than calling out the EP.
Was this Brandy's time to try to make herself relevant still?
I think
because we're dealing with the fact that people are saying you're boring.
You're boring.
You know, your storyline is boring. We're not even here for the thing with you and Jason. They've already said the cancer story is not entertaining for anybody. Is this her saying I need to do a change for the better,
producers,
or else I'm not going to be on a season 5 if there's a season 5, or I'm not going to get a spinoff or whatever I need to do in my career?
Yep. You know, Drea's gone. Shawnee brought Tammy back. This was a perfect time for Brandy to get her light. And she called her a bitch, and I think it should be okay. I mean, they say bitches every day.
Her and Tammy getting into this argument because of the disrespect. Is this really disrespect? Or was it just like,
I think they have
this air about themselves because they are tired of this same monotonous, you know, type of show.
They have been playing them on the low. They have been separating themselves and they're kind of, her bringing Tammy back was the ultimate, y'all ain't on my level.
You think she should have stayed by herself and just been her and the LA girls?
She should have been more big sister.
Well, I think she plays that role with Megan. She understands Megan is younger than them, and she kind of gives Megan a little more leeway when Megan says and does stuff, when sometimes Megan does fly off the handle.
I don't know. I don't know because Brandy and Malaysia are good looking and, you know, have these things about them, but... you're right about the Megan with the big sister thing, but she didn't embrace the whole team like that to me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that she, like I said, I think she gives Megan all these different times to do what Megan wants to do. And it's like, oh, we just got to kind of carry her along the way. But when it comes to Brandy and Malaysia, she's like, y'all petty.
What she say, y'all old enough. Y'all in y'all mid-30s, y'all should know. But, you know, these girls are still kind of naive and gullible to the scene that you've been in for, you know, years with Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, the guys they were with can't even peek where Shaquille was at. You know, that Shaquille was huge. These guys were off the bench.
So it's not like she was in a different type of...
She could really be helpful to Malaysia and Brandy is what they're going through. Because she's been there for it all.
I don't feel like she even offers that type of advice.
That's what I'm saying. Where's the big sister role?
Do they even come to her for that, though?
I don't think she opens the door for them to come to her. I think Brandy's right when she says you talk to us in a certain way, you handle us a certain way, so it gives a little arrogance for us not to want to. You don't have that door of communication open for us.
So that segues over to that dinner where she basically, Shawnee and Brandy really get down to the nitty gritty. Now, I posted this video, as you guys know, on my Instagram a little while ago.
I am Gary Thomas, correct?
Yes, I am Gary Thomas on Instagram, and I did post a video just because I was excited about seeing it later on. I'm like, you know, we're seeing this kind of a bit of tea. So we get to this, and Jackie and Megan are like quite silent, and they basically have been the biggest stuff starters the whole season. Yeah. And speaking of Megan already has some drama. I don't know, you checked on Instagram yesterday, you guys. She was going back and forth with some hairstylists for not paying her. They were saying that Megan is broke and all these different things. Megan, and she made her daggone Instagram private. Now, you know I hate that. How can I look at what you doing if you're making it private? You know, I don't want to necessarily follow everybody in the world just to, you know, kind of get my scoop on what's going on with the ladies. Her and Dre are going back and forth, making them stag on Instagram private. Like, they need to be private.
I mean, you know, these girls are messy. This whole group this season didn't click.
So, but we get this argument with Brandy and Shawnee, and I feel like at first Brandy was not really being honest. She was just kind of like, you know, tiptoeing around the whole thing, like, well, I kind of feel this way and I kind of feel that. She had a very strong opinion when they had dinner after Zipline.
Yeah.
You know, when they had their lunch after Zipline. You had all this to say amongst these women. Now you're in Shawnee's face. I feel like you're not being direct enough. I feel like Shawnee had to push her to be direct.
Because she knew that she had to say the word bitch. I think that she knew that it was coming and she was just trying to build up to the anticipation. Because I'm sure somebody put that in her ear. To go out with a bang like that. You know what I mean? To go at the person who cut your checks with the possibility of losing that check for next season and her story being boring, you know, I would forgive her and bring her back.
Forgive her and bring her back?
Yeah, I would.
Why would we bring Brandy back?
I mean, she...
What was exciting about Brandy this entire season?
What was exciting about anybody? Like, really, nobody really did anything spectacular.
Well, we're talking about we're on so many seasons beyond the start of what the Basketball Wives franchise. It is starting to die.
I agree.
But I'm not going to let it continue to be a deathly situation with the story of Brandy.
Who would you bring back?
I would want to see... Well, Tammy's already going to stir the pot, so I'm okay with Tammy, but, you know, she is
but
a little bit...
One thing about Tammy, I don't want to say she's too old because she's 45 and she still look good. She still can get it. But she was real childish and throwing shade and just... She was out of character.
And that is what brings viewers. That's what is people... Everybody, I don't know why people watch this show and act like they're not here for this. Because as soon as it happens, like, oh, they was shady for this. This is the reason you're watching the
show. That's the point of Brandy saying bitch.
Well, I'm not saying that she didn't have a good storyline. It was interesting for somebody to actually call out Shawnee because no one ever does that.
That's what I'm
saying.
So that brings her back.
However, if she ain't going to call out Shawnee next season, I don't really even care because I don't care about her marriage and I don't care about the cancer story anymore. Because it's not interesting TV. Okay. And that is why we're watching it. And I think a lot of viewers...
It's October, man. It's National Cancer Month.
No, I didn't say I don't care about cancer. I don't care about her storyline. Okay. And, you know, I want to see something else about Brandy. And this was finally did something else.
Speaking of storylines, what's up with Angel being an escort?
I never heard anything like that.
So you, they said you could Google it.
I'm going to Google it when it shows up. I mean,
is her booty real?
That I don't know, but it looks good.
It looked like it's plump and it's shaped, but it could, I don't know. She don't got the frame, I don't think, to hold that ass.
She's very, like, super, petite. Super tiny. And it's, like, to the point where even her clothes don't fit her waist on, because her waist is, like, this big.
Like, this, and then like, this big. Like, come on now. Okay. But I don't know. She could have been, I don't know, man. You never know with these girls, man.
It's like, I feel like at this point in time, like, all of y'all got passed. Like you're throwing, it's like, it's like the pot calling the kettle black, because every single one of you have something in your past that you're trying to bring up about the other one that you technically probably did yourself.
I agree.
You're all in the same situation because of having a child or a relationship with a basketball player. Right. That is the storyline.
Right.
So let's not even act like we're all angels. Like we're all, you know, good, these heavenly people. Like we didn't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was like she was an escort. Man, that's messed up. That's a messed up lifestyle. But I'm gonna need some receipts with
eat.
That. Like,
they
but,
gotta eat.
But at the same time, you are transitioning from BGC based on the relationship that you had, you know, with a basketball player too. And you know, they're calling out things about you as well.
Yeah,
saying that you thought it as well. So it's like, what are we talking about? One thought against another thought. Like, is that what we're saying
the
to each other?
Of the thoughts.
Come on now, like that's like me calling you something I did myself. Like, I would look stupid because, like, I did it too. So,
well, you do treat me differently than outside of here than you do when we're in here.
See, this is not even true. I don't even
outside watch. Of this studio, this guy right here. I walk up, I'm like, yo, Gary, it's me, Cameron. He's like, hey, yo, hey. Anyway, hey, Cameron. Yeah, he's some guy from Ohio. He, you know,
y'all, that is not true. You just act crazy sometimes. Just like all these women act like. Listen, when they talked about, you know, how
I'm a retired thought, okay? So I get it. I understand everybody has their past and things they've done. But
so you got a couple crazies running after you just like some how they act sometimes.
I mean, I get it. I understand it, but the key, you know, listen. These girls need to, it's all for TV. That's why I can't even really judge anybody, cuz I don't know them personally. So I'm judging everybody off their actions and what they're saying.
Yeah, I think the show is completely just entertaining.
Yeah,
it's not really about who they
but
are.
But what they're showing on TV is, you know, I feel like a defamation of their character, who they are.
Definitely.
If you don't want to be judged by being an escort or having abortions, don't put it out there.
Exactly. Especially don't say it on TV. Like,
yeah, don't.
Not gonna,
you know what
it.
I mean? So I feel that's a lot of pressure from the network. And like, once again, with Brandi calling Shawnee the bitch because something needed to happen to have an explosive closing episode. So I feel they are validated at some point, but in some point they have to deal with the feedback that they get from being open to the world like that.
I agree, because we deal with the same things. The feedback.
Yeah, we see all the comments that y'all be leaving under there, so we appreciate.
You read them?
I read the comments. I mean, I got some love every now and then. I appreciate the people who send the love, and even the trolls out there. It's all good, you know. I mean, everybody gets some hate every now and then.
Exactly, and which is a good time to say that you guys get to enjoy this show for free, but we do have sponsors as well, and I'm happy to say that we are sponsored by a new show that's come out, My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which we saw the premiere of the commercial for it right before the show.
All through LA.
Exactly. The Hollywood Reporter calls Rachel Bloom, who is the lead actress in this show, one of TV's 10 hot stars to watch.
She's
I think
hot.
It's going to be kind of entertaining because she is hot, and it's kind of funny and quirky, and it's kind of like the thing right now.
Yeah.
And the new series, USA Today calls it maybe fall's most promising comedy. Are you ready for some more comedy? Because we got a lot of serious dramas.
I mean,
right,
I've had some crazy ex-girlfriends in my life. So when I seen some of the episodes for commercials, I was like, wow, I could relate to that.
Why can't you relate to that? This woman, much like you said before, this woman picks up everything and moves from New York, quits her job and everything, moves to California, West Covina of all places, to follow this guy that she, you know, used to know and wants to have another opportunity with him.
No, and that's crazy because I dated a girl from Ohio, and when I moved to California, I lived out here for 3 months. She actually took a Greyhound from Ohio to here.
Greyhound?
And then popped up on me like, yo, I'm at Greyhound. I'm like, what you mean you at Greyhound? You know, I'm living with somebody on the couch just moving out here, and she took a Greyhound. So Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is coming soon, and I'm excited.
Well, you definitely should watch this because it may be a reflection of your life. You know, it's in a musical base. It's a musical. You guys can catch that starting October 12th on the CW, Mondays at 8. But back to the basketball wives. I'm just kind of like ready for the reunion just because it was just the last couple episodes were so entertaining. and so much finally got let out with, you know, especially the Shawnee and Brandy thing. You know, you called out basically the person who signs your check.
Hey, but sometimes you got to go at the boss and let them know, like, I ain't phony. I am somebody. Just don't be in here laughing and giggling and hee-heeing behind my back and you bringing Tammy and y'all over there drinking mimosas talking about y'all millions when we got to go back broke. So, you know, Brandy came from a good spot. She came from a good, relevant, wait a minute, hold on, Shawnee, you're supposed to be our big sister, but now you belittling us and won't let us in the club.
I definitely think Shawnee slightly took her a wrong way, because she could have said, like, this is what I think, because when she was like, okay, give me times, I don't think Brandy expressed that enough, like, each and every time she felt like they were belittling her. You're just like, every time. Well, no, I need some specific time so I can tell you what I meant or what I really said or what I perceived. She didn't give, you know, Shawnee any specific thing. But then I also think, like, Shawnee kind of took it in a way. She already spent it. She was already, her mind was already made up. I'm like, wait a minute. Did you think you were going to come at me? And then also, I feel like Brandy said, you just Shaq's ex-wife. No, come on. Now, you are just Jason's wife.
Yeah, that was where she started. I mean, after you said the bitch, okay, well, we got it. But then you continued to go against her character with Shaq and everything. Now, that was a little bit too much. You got away with the bitch. She didn't say anything. But when you went with the Shaq and bringing up the kids, and that's a whole nother level. But before that the girls came out there was just Shawnee and Tammy at the table, and what they say, let's get our laugh out now, ha 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 ha. So that's childish.
But they feel like the LA girls are really sensitive.
They are, because they don't need, because you girls are supposed to be there to teach them
that they don't need all of this extra stuff to be validated.
Exactly. You should be that Puerto Rican trip should have been a cleansing and a girls a way to cry and bond and let's talk about things. Instead, it was made for TV to give drama, to give ratings. So I get it.
Always about the ratings. And then she
I get it.
Basically says to Brandy, thank you for your services.
And then Brandy walked up with them thick thighs.
Wait, she sat there for a minute and then she was like, thank you.
And you can see Brandy.
That was like, I don't know why you're still sitting here.
Everybody's like, and if you see Megan took that sip like sip the tea.
But I feel like this, Malaysia didn't say anything, but she was tag-teaming me so much earlier.
She was.
But she had nothing to say. When it came down to you losing your job, I guess the friendship ain't that real.
You know what? Because Malaysia was quiet. Because you know what? Malaysia need them checks.
Quiet as a church mouse.
She'll be back next season.
But when she
there is a next season.
But she had everything to say when, you know, Brandy, Megan, and all of them were sitting down talking.
She could have defended her and say, "Hey, listen, I don't comprehend the bitch, but you are making us feel a certain way." She
right, because I feel like Brandy would have done the same thing. Yeah. Brandy always has Malaysia's back and jumps up like, yup.
She could have backed her up. You know what? That's a good point. She didn't say anything.
A word. Malaysia again didn't say a word.
And what did Malaysia say? She said, I'm a dope-ass chick. That was your quote. I remember you saying in the show, would be a dope-ass friend and speak up for her in that moment, because she really needed you, and that's why she called her bitch twice and she went against Shaq, because you didn't interject and say, hey, listen,
help her articulate argument.
There you go.
Because you felt the same way, and you guys have already talked about this, conspired about it. You probably went back to the hotel room and talked about
Nobody
it.
Nobody said nothing.
Well, Megan didn't say she felt that way, and Jackie didn't say she felt that way either.
Right.
It was basically Brandy and Malaysia. And I know that they talked about it off camera and everything. So at this point in time, you could have helped her, because of course Brandy was getting a little flustered. She didn't really know what she wanted to say, but Malaysia was just like, go ahead and talk.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get yourself fired as I sit here and continue to collect my check.
And they actually told Jackie about it on the bus before they went ziplining.
Yeah.
So Jackie had a little knowledge, so she could have interjected, but nobody...
Jackie didn't feel that way.
Really, though. That last 10 minutes of the show was just Brandy and Shawnee going at it.
Because I feel like Jackie... First of all, she wasn't there for the boat trip to know the truth there and that how this even started. And I felt like Jackie didn't feel this way, so why would she interject into this?
Because because Jackie's on both sides. She's been with her husband. She's been with the Miami girls. Jackie kind of knows, and she understands. They came.
Maybe Jackie was sitting back for once. I'm not the one looking crazy.
I'm not the one, but Jackie ain't going nowhere. We love Jackie, even though she can get crazy. Everybody know Jackie's crazy, but she's like the crazy aunt.
I feel like Jackie, the Basketball Wives character, Jackie is crazy.
Yeah, Jackie is a good people. She's actually one of the three Basketball Wives that I've met off the camera, and it was nothing but all love and whatever. What do you need? You know, I'll take a picture. It was very good.
But if I'm looking for entertaining reality TV, I'm calling Jackie.
I mean, I
because
call
she,
Jackie.
She doesn't know how to stir the pot, and she stirred the pot in getting that whole argument started. She's the one who put it on the table. She's the one who brought it up. she was making it seem like they were, she was trying to make it about her, but you weren't. You really wanted to give them opportunity to say what they wanted to say to Shawnee.
Well, just like Angel packing her bags, sending Shawnee that note and leaving. We just gotta wait. You know, they never even gave us a reason for Drea. Would Drea be at the finale?
Drea was at last year's reunion. She had like a private one-on-one with Shawnee on camera. Most of you guys saw that last season. She didn't even come to that reunion. So I'm not hopeful of her being at this reunion because she hasn't been on the last few episodes. She's kind of like washed her hands of it. I just felt like she just basically quit the show.
Hey, listen, they get relevant, they build up them numbers, and they move on.
I mean, I think that is the point of the franchise, in my opinion. Reality TV should never be an end-all, be-all for you. Like, if you really are choosing to be in the entertainment industry, use this as a segue, although it's not the best segue, it's actually a poor choice of a segue, in my opinion. But if you're going to use the show, use the show.
Yeah.
Use it. I'm not mad at the hustle. That's part of the industry.
Right.
But anyways, we're going to see next week, and I'm super excited to see this reunion show, and I think it's a great time to segue into predictions of what we think we're going to see.
And now,
you always look around every time I cut off. Our little recording kind of cut off as we were watching it, of what's going to happen next one. So give me some predictions or some things you want to see at next week reunion.
I want to see... I need Malaysia to boss up and come at Shawnee the way, you know, she don't got to be disrespectful as Tammy, I mean, as Brandy was, but still speak up. You know what? I don't even know, because they showed a little bit of hints of the preview, and it seemed like Brandy was still coming at Shawnee. Like, she wasn't, hey, I'm sorry for what I said. She still has a conviction. So, I don't know. I'm just excited to see it. I don't know what's about to happen, what's the surprise is going to be, but, I'm sure that it'll be more insight to what really happened behind the scenes that we can answer more questions to.
Well, for me, I like to see a little bit of commentary from Drea just to kind of clear up some things, of course, because you just kind of left a lot of stuff open-ended. I want to see more of Angel's fire. I want to see her and kind of Megan argue it out, because the walk away was cool. I understand that, you know, you want to, you know,
that was not boss. Being there.
That was, I agree with that. Sometimes you do.
Yeah, that was boss. Away, so. I buy my own ticket.
You're grown. You're on the show. Let me see what the issue really is. Get to the root, because I feel like both of y'all are just arguing about something that really has no relevance to you guys' relationship. I really want to see Shawnee be that bitch. Like she said.
Like Tammy said, now.
Every single one. I want Kurt kind of just put them in their place. I would hope to see that. And I just want to see, I think with Megan, I want to see just more.
Yeah, well, Megan says she got some evidence of being the escort.
The receipts.
So she got the receipts. So I definitely want to see. Because you know what?
I didn't know you could Google escorts.
I mean, when you go to Vegas, it's like Backpage, you know what I'm saying?
You can Google them? Like, Google, like, specific ones? Like, I can Google Shirley Caesar, or not Shirley.
Dang, this guy said,
Shirley from the corner.
Shirley Caesar, don't listen
to me. Not Shirley Caesar, but Shirley from the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard, drop a can, like, I can Google that?
Nah, like, there's, like, Backpage websites, and these girls use aliases names. I mean, I don't know, this is not something that I've tried before, it just, you know.
You lying. Look at you, you told her yourself.
I'm just saying, when you go to Vegas, there's a lot of...
I lived there for 2 years and I never
knew that.
I lived there for 2 years, but I didn't like Google. I didn't know.
So
anybody.
You were given those cards, like, hey,
all
girls,
the time. Exactly. Yeah, I got them, but I never had an escort, and I never knew anybody who was an escort, so I wasn't Googling them left and right and like finding out.
Yeah, I know a couple girls who leave here every week on the weekend and go up there and make some money, come back.
You gotta make your money somehow.
Come back to their boyfriends, but hey, that's just
gotta make you some money somehow. Well, there you have it, guys. That is our show for this week. Make sure you guys tune in for the reunion after shows. Definitely gonna be a lot to talk about. I am Gary Thomas. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Gary Thomas. And of course, Mr. Cameron Penny.
Cameron Penny. Find me on Instagram. I will follow back and we can start communicating ourselves. I might slide in your DMs too. We'll see what happens.
Thought.
Retired thought.
Not.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, that was a show?
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.